And this news update's being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. As well as Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. The Huron County Road Commission is reporting multiple road closures across the county due to flooding. Officials say standing water has made several routes unsafe for travel. Among the affected areas are Nugent Road between Morrison and Huron Line, Hartzell and Farver Roads between Canborough and Seaboing, multiple stretches connecting Canborough to Kilmana, including Maxwell and Gagetown, Stein Road from Nodder to Gagetown, Canborough Road from Maxwell and Farver, Ebby Road from Crone to Elkton, Pinnebog Road between Crown and Fillion. They're urging drivers to avoid these areas until conditions improve. Road crews say inspections will be conducted once water levels drop, and the roads will reopen only when they're deemed safe for travel. Authorities in Sanilac County are investigating what may be a hate-motivated break-in in a home in Brown City. Police say a residence on McMorran Street belonging to a biracial family was vandalized while the homeowners were in the process of relocating to Ohio. One of the family's daughters discovered the damage when she returned to the house to collect belongings. According to the investigators, the home had been broken into, with walls damaged, paint spilled across the floors, and multiple racial slurs spray-painted inside. Brown City Police were notified of the incident on April 4th and say the case remains active. Officials indicate several charges are being considered, including the possibility of a hate crime. The FBI has now joined the investigation and is working alongside local authorities. Community members say the incident is troubling for the small town where the family had lived for several years without prior issues. Anyone with any information is urged to contact the Brown City Police. And in Sanford, a major step forward in restoring MidMichigan's dam system is now underway. The Four Lakes Task Force has begun refilling Sanford Lake after completing work to bring the Sanford Dam back into operation. Water levels are already rising and are expected to reach more than halfway to normal levels as the region heads toward summer recreation season. The lake has been down since Eden Dam failure in May of 2020, when flooding overwhelmed downstream infrastructure, including the Sanford Dam. Almost 6 years later, residents are starting to see a glimpse of hope. Officials say recent rainfall has helped accelerate the refill process, and state agencies, including the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, approved maintaining higher water levels due to those conditions. If progress continues as planned, Sanford Lake could return to full levels by mid-May, just ahead of Memorial Day weekend. Work continues on the remaining dams in the system. Smallwood Lake will begin refilling later this summer, while Secord Lake could follow later in the year with full restoration expected next spring. The Edenville Dam project remains on track for completion next year, with Wixom Lake projected to return in 2028. Leaders say the restoration effort impacts roughly 8,000 properties across Midland and Gladwin counties. While there's growing optimism as progress continues, funding for long-term operations and concerns over costly property assessments remain ongoing issues. For now, officials say the rising water at Sanford Lake marks a significant milestone in years-long recovery effort. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
This is Kevin Morrell from Morrell Equipment in Bad Axe. We have several people stopping in to ask about our new golf carts that we have in stock. Why would you buy a lithium over gas? Stop into Morrell Equipment in Bad Axe, Michigan, and we will explain to you the reason. We have over 60 golf carts in stock, more arriving daily, and ready for immediate delivery to your home or cottage. These aren't your standard golf carts. These are mean machines ready for travel and style. Features include 4 and 6 seat models, long-lasting lithium batteries, 6 and 8 speaker stereos that will impress your ears, underglow lighting kits for the interior and exterior, turn signals, backup camera, fully integrated onboard 10 and 12-inch screens, remote start, and so much more. The best part, these are priced much less than side-by-sides, starting as low as $5,250. With financing available, Morrell Equipment sells direct from the manufacturers to save you more money. Companies such as Dash, Grayson, Sierra, Tico, again, over 60 units in stock and ready for your summer action. Don't forget, financing is available. Stop in and see them and test drive them for yourself at Morrell Equipment, located just north of the Meyer gas station in Bad Axe, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturdays, 8:30 till noon, or call 989-553-2460.
And we're back with more news. The central government has introduced a proposal to increase the number of Lok Sabha seats to 850. This expansion is designed to facilitate the implementation of a 33% reservation for women across the legislative house, ensuring broader representation. Officials state that capping the strength at 850 will allow for a more balanced distribution of constituencies. It's the move that has sparked a national dialogue regarding the logistics of delimitation and its impact on regional political influence. And Russia's launched a massive wave of nearly 700 drones and dozens of missiles overnight, targeting civilian areas across Ukraine. At least 16 people were killed and over 80 injured in what officials described as the largest aerial barrage in 2 weeks. Ukrainian air defenses reportedly intercepted 667 targets, but several missiles hit residential locations in Kyiv and Odessa. Foreign Minister Sybiha has categorized the strikes as a war crime and called for international accountability. And that's been a look at your news for the hour, brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road, as well as Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company, but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe at 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.